Mr. Watkinson. Permits for those projects over 500,000 with no objection from staff and recommendation for no objections to the public, recommendations for approval from staff. Page two items. Thank you.
These are our so-called page two items. Staff has conducted a public interest review for these projects. Since they are over $500,000 in project costs, they require commission approval rather than approval just by staff. So we have three page two items, and I'll read the description for each one. Tyco Electronics, SGB Subsea Communications, LLC, request authorization to install two 5-inch fiber optic telecommunications conduits within the Atlantic Ocean, directly adjacent to 920 Vanderbilt Avenue, which is the Soatan Beach Municipal Parking Lot in Virginia Beach, within an approximately 180-meter corridor. The two conduits will be installed by horizontally directionally drilling under the beach and extend to a distance of approximately 0.5 nautical miles offshore. The conduits will remain vacant with the intent of providing infrastructure for the future a landing of subsea fiber optic telecommunication cables. In this case, staff recommends approval with a royalty of $18,228 for the crossing of 6,076 linear feet of state-owned submerged bottom lands at $3 per linear foot. Item 2B, Alexandria Department of Transportation and Environmental Services, request authorization to mechanically dredge or maintenance dredge a maximum of 50,000 cubic yards of accumulated sediments on an annual basis from 5 flood control channels. They're in Cameron Run, Holmes Run, Backlick Run, Hoff's Run, and 4 Mile Run to return those areas to their original design configurations in the city of Alexandria. In this case, staff recommends approval with a time of year restriction from February 15th through June 30 for the dredging in Cameron Run and 4 Mile Run to protect anadromous fish species. And item 3C, Lyons Shipyard, request authorization to construct a 380-foot by 124-foot dry dock structure, two mooring dolphins, and a 12-foot by 120-foot access ramp, and to mechanically dredge 81,400 cubic yards of sediment to achieve depths of minus 42 feet mean low water, with future 5-year maintenance dredge cycles of 15,000 cubic yards in the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River adjacent to the Lyons Shipyard facility at 1818 Brown Avenue in the city of Norfolk. In this case, non-contaminated soils from dredge material will be barged to the Crane Island Recanning Basin, and contaminated soils will be barged to a transfer site and disposed of in an approved location. Staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with special conditions to protect anadromous fish species and sound attenuation during pile driving, to include a time of year restriction during pile driving from February 15 to June 30. Year, the use of wooden pile cap cushions for impact hammer driving, and the use of a bubble curtain during pile driving. Staff recommends a royalty of $36,630 for the 81,400 cubic yards of new dredging, and that's a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Other questions from the commission? I don't see any. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to be heard on these three agenda items here, either pro or con? Now is the time. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to approve page two items.
Second.
All three of them?
All three of them.
Motion second by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye as well. Any noes? Motion passes unanimously.